Steve's journey will begin at the top of the Drangmi Chew. He'll travel downstream, scouring the riverbanks for tiger tracks, ride the way back to base camp, 100 kilometers away. Answers need to be found, and quickly. Virtually nothing is known about Bhutan's vast forests, but we do know that elsewhere, tigers are in deep trouble. In the last century, the world has lost 98% of its tigers. Only small pockets survive. There could be as few as 3,000 left in the wild, but all hope is not lost. Along the foothills of the Himalayas, where human pressure is not so intense, Alan has a plan to join together fragmented tiger populations and give them the space they need to roam. It's an idea he's been working on for many years. Bhutan is the missing link. In India, the more isolated tiger populations have become, the quicker they're dying out. Even those living in protected reserves. Oxford University biologist Dr. George McGavin is heading south to India to find out why. It will be a very different experience from the forests of Bhutan. That's what Gordon wants to find out. But to estimate the density of tigers in the forest around base camp, he must draw on all his field experience. Each tiger hunts over a huge area. So Gordon's decided his best chance is to blitz the forest with 30 remote cameras, which can record day and night.